One nation under fraud. Completely visible. With lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now. Start
to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I love that. I'm as mad as hell. And we're not going to take this anymore. We're far too nice.
Yep.
We're far too drugged. We're far too nice. We're taking a lot of drugs, and we're getting dosed in our water, and I think we're getting dosed all around, and I think we're just nice, and we just keep saying, well, it'll get better. Don't you think?
I liked it better before the nice drugs, and all we had were aphrodisiacs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? Oh, wow. It's getting interesting. And we have Mel Madison. He joins us every Tuesday. And so glad to have you on the show, Mel. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We have a great topic. And he always brings great research to tell us kind of what's the latest. Because Tuesdays typically are more of our money days. And although we talked about health today, too. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. It's a mixed bag. But I love Mel Madison. His website, Mel Matison, MATTISON.com. And you can go there for more. And then also the book Quaz. Go get the book. It's a great thriller. You'll love it. And everybody right now is kind of searching for, you know, the books to read for summer and things like that. That's a good one. Mel, we have to discuss this new term that the BIS uses, and where do you want to start with this?
I'll tell you, before we get to the term, just in case there's anyone new to some of the stuff that we talk about, the BIS is the Bank for International Settlements. Mm-hmm. It's the central bank for central banks, based in Basel, Switzerland. This is a institution with an unquestionable nefarious background. Mm-hmm. Its roots and ideas tie back to the 18th, 19th century, to Rothschild banking families. They were instrumental in the World War II and financing the Nazi war machine.
Wouldn't it be safe to say, Mel, that when we say they all the time, when we're talking about those that sort of rule and have the things happen that they want to have happen, this would be part of the Klan? The BIS.
Exactly. This is it. This is the deep economic state. Mm-hmm. I was laughing today. I was watching Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the ECB. And then, you know, I'm also been keeping an eye on Yellen going around the world. And I mean, these two people, they don't exactly look like them, but they're like, mm-hmm. you know, Daenerys Targaryen is Yellen. And Christina Lagarde is Cersei Lannister, and they're just like sitting there manipulating in this Game of Thrones of the deep economic state. And they're, you know, those really are two of the most powerful people in this. They of course attend the BIS. Yellen did when she was at the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Christine Lagarde, instrumental in it. She's the head of the European Central Bank, used to be head of the IMF. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the they. They go to the BIS every 2 months. They meet in secret, Jay Powell, all the leaders of the central banks. And the BIS is leading the charge on central bank digital currencies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just come on, give an update. They just released a long 30, 40-page paper that was titled Finternet, the financial system for the future. So, I mean, only one of the terms that the BIS could come up with, the Finternet.
Why are they coming? Okay, Finternet is the financial system for the future, right? And so Finternet, I don't even know how they come up with this stuff. Wow. So this is the new buzzword. We're going to hear more of this, right? Yeah. Wait, Uncle Milty?
We will hear.
Uncle Milty?
Well, I just wanted to say, though, that I got to thinking when you were talking about Yellen and Lagarde. Men, pay attention before you give your wife access to the checking account. They become evil when they control money.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. All men everywhere right now are nodding and laughing with you, but I just have to say, you're probably right. Go ahead, Mel.
All right, I'll stay away from that one. My wife is listening. I gotta be careful here. But in all seriousness, this is really a couple key points that I took away from reading through this paper. Mm-hmm. Is number one, they are changing tactics a little bit. So they're starting to use different buzzwords because they're picking up on the ground swell, grassroots, skepticism of mm-hmm. central bank digital currency. So they're using this term, the unified ledger. So they're coming up like they always do. They got to rename things. They got to, you don't like, control, then mm-hmm. it's, state choice initiatives or
yes,
something.
And yes.
the Inflation
America,
Reduction Act.
America, apple pie, we love this country bill that takes away all of our freedom. I mean, it's amazing how they couch everything. So we were hearing the word ledger, and I remember playing the first video about the ledger in 2016. Do you remember that, Milty? We played the first video on that. And so it's been around almost a mm-hmm. decade. And so, of course, they have to change it, right? Because ledger, who likes that? So Finternet sounds weird to me. But Finternet's the new unified ledger?
Well, the unified ledger is a code word for CBDCs. And this is really the second point. So one, there's some jargon they're throwing out there, but people shouldn't be confused by it if you come across it. Mm-hmm. And number two, that is just the scope of this is expanding massively. So they're no longer talking about a central bank digital currency as the goal. And the paper lays out reasons why just having the currency tokenized, meaning, put on the blockchain, digitized, mm-hmm. is not enough, that it needs to be everything. And they literally put this as a quote, "The good news is that much of the technology to deliver a better financial system is there. We can represent all financial assets, whether they be money, shares, bonds, real estates, insurance contracts, in digital form." So this is now expanding beyond they just want to have control and programmability of our money. They want to take every single thing that the world owns, and they say for this to work, it's got to be everything and it's got to be global.
Wow, Uncle Milty.
I read the paper on the BIS organization website, and the favorite line that I read was their description. "This paper provides a blueprint for how key technical characteristics like interoperability, verifiability, programmability, immutability, finality, evolvability, modularity, scalability, security, and primary privacy can be incorporated, and how varied government norms can be embedded
wow.
in the system." If that doesn't say it all, yeah. nothing does.
You're right.
Yeah. No, it's scary, and they talk about it like it's just the best thing since sliced bread. They use all of those terms to put together a word salad, and like in the middle of that was the key word that they do not talk a lot about in the paper, but the key word out of what you just talked about, Milty, is programmability, because mm-hmm. that's where you get into the ability to say, if we don't like what you're doing, if we don't like who you are, if we don't like your identity, if we don't like what you said on social media, it's now programmable. And they literally talk about taking away, creating data trails for things that used to be handled through cash. And so this is a way with programmability, to do, universal basic income based mm-hmm. on, financial inclusion, which could be race-based in their mind. All these different things, all these different code words are in here. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing they're doing is I read the sections on programmability. I didn't see a lot about these social issues. But if you go back to their papers a few years ago, mm-hmm. it was all in there. And so they're pitching this. This is how they're pitching it. This is going to be great for developing nations. This is going to give financial access. This is going to make things faster and cheaper. And so they're crafting their sales pitch about how amazing this is going to be. And unless you really understand, one, what are the true motivations of these people? What have they done in the past? What has it always led to? And two, what is the terminology that mm-hmm. they're using and they're cloaking right. it in? And so I think that's what I wanted to just cut through. Those were the main points.
Wow. Milty?
You know, all this terminology that they use is pretty amazing, but I want to give Schwab some kudos for just making it simple. You will own nothing.
Gosh, maybe he's wearing his pasties at the beach. Oh, my gosh. Looking like a transvestite. Klaus Schwab. So you're right, though.
You will own nothing. That's what that
says.
So
it's expanding to all assets, including homes, cars, everything, not just currency, not just what you're going to go spend at the store.
Exactly. Everything is on there, and they want this because it just it centralizes control. And, you know, we've talked about this zooming out bigger picture is, you know, I've talked about the death spiral in with government debt. The Fed is essentially impotent. They can't raise rates because if they raise rates too much, it bankrupts the government.
Right.
It becomes like stimulus checks. You know, people are getting 5-6% on their money market accounts when they used to get zero. That's like $500 trillion that's just being pumped into the economy. That's like inflation. It's like quantitative easing. So they're in this rock and hard place. They're going to have to inflate their way out of it. But their plan B is really the if this all collapses and the civil unrest comes and the food shortages and you know, the you know, so the good case scenario is, you know, 10% inflation. The bad case scenario is complete economic collapse. Then they have this all in the ledger, and then they have complete control, and then they can confiscate everything through techniques that they have in place already. We've mentioned this before too. You don't own your securities, your stocks or bonds. They're owned through the Depository Trust Clearing Corporation. You have a security entitlement, which is not true ownership. And so they're putting everything in place for plan A, you know, high inflation from here to hell, from here to kingdom come, and plan B, complete takeover of everything in the on the planet in global collapse.
Milty?
Mel, do you see any way under this system that it would be possible to accumulate generational wealth?
Well, I mean, generational wealth, you use that term, I mean, that's kind of an enemy of theirs, right? Unless you're part of the right families and the right connections. Because, you know, part of the key to the whole this whole system is, you know, the debt-based system. You know, okay, you have that sponsor that helps people get out of debt. You know, the debt is really, I mean, it's the collar around a lot of people's necks, the slave collar that forces them to work at whatever job, you know, will pay them, that forces them to essentially go on the hamster wheel, right? Because, okay, I'm in so much debt, I can't buy a home, now I have to rent, the rents go up, but I'm not earning equity. And so this increase in the poverty of the middle class, it goes back to debt.
We'll be right back. More with Mel Madison when we come back, and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hey, guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. If you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, I got Uncle Milty here. You can catch us on Frank's Speech on your Roku in the evenings at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're all over the place, so you can find us. We're on Rumble, too. And, of course, you can go to katedalyradio.com, and you can go scroll down. See, you can see the sponsors there. These are handpicked by me. And I love the people that we have as sponsors. And Birch Gold, all you have to do is text 989898 and text my name, Kate. They'll give you some free information, the same things that Philip Patrick was talking about. And then also buy gold and silver from them. They're incredible. And they have the best reputation. This is why Ron Paul loves them as well. Talks about them all the time and does business personally with them. So much to talk about, but I have to start here. The headlines today. The crystal ball. I can't get over the crystal ball. It's amazing. And it's so not obvious, says one sarcastically. world braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks, following missile attacks. Okay. Over here in the United States. Okay.
These are the same. These are the same countries that before the discovery of oil in the Middle East were riding camels around the deserts.
Same guys.
Dying of thirst.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They just know. They just know that cyber attacks are likely to be on the list of options.
Like, we have no defense for that. I personally use every defense I have on my own personal and business computers, and I've never been hacked.
Well, there you go.
It's pretty amazing.
There you go. What's amazing to me about this was their certainty. The certainty of this entire article that they know exactly what's coming next over here between Iran and Israel over there, and that it's coming here as well. You guys, has anything been this obvious? Come on.
Our technologies are so advanced. You know, Kirby yesterday said something that literally made me fall out of my chair. He said, well, yeah, Iran launched an attack against Israel, but it wasn't successful. Like, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's why we don't need to fear them. Duh.
It's just getting, and Israel had done something to Iran. So anyway, over the weekend, our whole world was going to collapse and we were going to descend into World War III. And what kept coming to mind was wars and rumors of wars in the Bible, right?
Exactly.
And rumors of wars and the fear impact that this is having. So this was a major headline today. This was on Axios. And it was world braces. So that means everyone is holding. So yesterday it was world holds breath. They just know. And now it's world braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks. It's just too much sometimes, too funny.
I was bracing so hard I actually had railings installed in my shower yesterday.
So you could brace yourself
so I could
while
brace
lathering
myself
up
in the shower.
That's awesome. So that happened, and I just could not get over that. And also, Trump will be convicted by May. Trump's going to be convicted by May when a judge did not recuse himself, setting himself up for the automatic appeal. He's not going to be convicted by May. I swear to you guys, the headlines are just obnoxious at this point. Also, he falls asleep again. Judge warns jail if no show. It's getting tiring. I don't know what else to say about this, but it's enough. What do you say?
I don't know. I don't understand how people can't see. Put themselves in their shoes. You're in court and somebody's made an allegation against you, and you're in court.
Yeah.
And the person that's making the allegations is allowed to go out in public and talk crud about you all they want. And the judge says, by the way, you may not defend yourself. And people accept that?
No, I know. It's a three-ring circus at this point. We realize this. And when we come back, I want to show you something in the headlines that was very, very interesting, the way they were painting the Supreme Court. And also want to talk to you about a couple of lies, actually. One about muscular dystrophy. I know it's going to sound really strange. And two, about the American Heart Association. I want to share that with you, too. It's just endless. But we'll be right back. We have a lot to discuss and look at. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thanks, you guys.